Today, you don't see many opera stars performing in rural America. But a century ago, the name on many buildings would lead you to believe those booming voices were a regular on small-town stages. The story is today's American countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Many small towns in the late 1800s and early 1900s had theaters, but a new name began to pop up for such venues.
If you called it an opera house, it kind of improved the public perception of what it was.
The term theater could denote an event that was less than family friendly, so opera house denoted a more upscale location, says Susan Sutton.
The term opera house was not like Carnegie Hall out here in the Midwest. It gave some prestige to a performance venue where a lot of them were upstairs over a store.
That said, the Brown Grand Opera House in Concordia, Kansas, was a place that rivaled the best venues in the Midwest.
It's a legitimate theater with fixed seating, patterned after the European style of theater.
Within a couple decades of its construction, updates were made to bring the Brown Grand up to par with other prestigious halls.
By 1929, the Brown Grand converted to sound, and with that came other changes of air conditioning, because you have to limit the sound from the outside.
But we've yet to tell you about this site's unique connection to none other than Napoleon Bonaparte. That unique tale is next time as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.